The Sydney suburb of Redfern has long been a key place of politics and activism for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders from right across the country. It also serves as the backdrop for a new romance novel inspired by Wiradjuri dreaming. It's called 67 Days and it's being released today amid the NAIDOC Week celebrations. The author is Yvonne Weldon, the first Aboriginal woman elected to the City of Sydney Council, which includes Redfern as well. She's with me in the studio this morning. A very good morning to you.
Thank you, Hamish.
Let's get romantic.
Yeah, right.
Why a romance?
Oh, you know, love should be everywhere. So, yeah, why not?
The thing that is, I suppose, unique about this is that you have interwoven it with dreaming stories.
Yes.
Why?
Look, I think that it's important to share with everyone our culture and certainly our tradition, our practices and what, you know, a beautiful way to do it with love.
It starts with the meeting of two young people, Evie and James.
Yes.
Give us a bit of a tease of the story.
Yeah. Oh, look, I call it a bit of a tragic romance actually, but I think it's first love and it's beautiful to think that people from different walks of life can come together and share so much and continue to dream for further sharing. And, you know, what I've captured in this book is actually going home to country and handing over additional cultural stuff that hasn't been taught.
We're obviously all on a journey as a nation together.
Yes.
How important is it for you personally to interweave these sorts of stories?
Look, I think they should be interwoven. You know, we've had history that has a select part of this country and we need to share more and learn more. And it is cross-cultural in all of our learnings, and if we don't do it together, we just don't get it done.
How do you think about sharing stories of dreaming, for example? You know, if you're in a workplace with colleagues or in a social setting, do you do that as well?
Yeah, I think you got to have a little bit of resilience with your, you know, because sometimes those questions are hard, but sometimes if you don't ask those questions, you don't ever get the answers that you really need to make a difference.
What do you mean by that?
Well, sometimes if you are in a workplace and there are parts of culture that have been asked that you shouldn't share, there was even parts of in my book that I was asked through the process, you know, should we add some more here? And no, that's sort of like quite sacred. So there's some parts that we don't share because it's part of our tradition and our practices.
Yeah, right. Mm. And just talk to me a bit more about the workplace stuff, because it strikes me that many Australians actually really do want to lean into having these conversations and have greater and more deep understanding of Indigenous culture and history. Do you find that? Does that sit easily with you in the workplace, for example?
To share?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like it's important. Otherwise, you know, there are people that will only, you know, hear or see what they do through radio or print or online media and, you know, and what people see in their homes at night. And so it's a, you know, the part that I get to share with people is an important part of my role, and also that sharing, you know, just as I would with anyone else that I'm working with, I'd like to know, you know, their background or what, you know, how they continue to exist in this wonderful country of ours.
So for people listening this morning, is the lesson ask more questions?
I think ask more questions, but be respectful in that asking process and read more books like 67 Days.
You know? That was a good sell.
It was. You know, you've got to be able to, you know, certainly this book captures part of my culture that probably some people would not even think that, you know, being a young Wiradjuri woman that's grown up in Redfern as this character has, as I have, you know, an important part of that is that just because we're here in Sydney, which is ground zero for the impact of colonisation on all nations across this country, doesn't mean that our traditions and practices are not continued. And I think that's an important part of this book.
Is it a bit autobiographical, this book?
No. There are lived experience in it without a doubt, and there are people in my family that have paved the way for everyone in this country, and I really wanted to make sure that they were known but also respected. You know, they made a difference not only in my life and so many others, they made a difference, and I wanted to make sure that I honoured them with that.
You gave a speech for NAIDOC Week. You're the first Indigenous woman, or person, in fact, elected to the City of Sydney Council. And you talked about a smoking ceremony at the town hall. What happened?
Yeah, we had yesterday we had a smoking ceremony that took place. It was really interesting. I had my sis and a brother boy of mine that, you know, I grew up with that actually protested with me on those very same steps at Town Hall. And we did a cleansing yesterday. Smoking ceremonies are varied across this country because traditionally there are different practices, and so we smoked out Town Hall yesterday, and we had some performances, and we had a welcome, and you know, and there were people coming together.
Gave the fire warden
we did. No, but I think, you know, I mean, I don't know how well the smell's going to come out of some of the history products and items in the building, but I think what's important is that we take point in time and we make a difference.
These sorts of ceremonies, language as well, seem to be becoming more a part of what we do collectively as a mm-hmm. society. Mm-hmm. What difference does it make?
I think it's about a learning for everyone. People think that what happened to my people happened such a long time ago. My mother was born in the segregated part of Cowra Hospital. They were not allowed to speak language. They were not allowed to do practices. They were told when they were allowed to get off these Aboriginal reserves and these missions. They had to be, you know, permitted to do things. My grandfather, you know, was one of the first men to cross the Harbour Bridge on horse, actually. He was a really famous horse rider, but he couldn't ride under his own name because he had to wait 30-odd years before he was recognised as a citizen in this country.
So what name did he ride? Explain that.
Well, he actually held records at the Sydney Royal Easter Show and the Brisbane one, but in those days you were owned by somebody, or you. So if you're with a troop, you were not allowed to ride under your name. And his name was Paul Coe, but he, for some reason, and in those days they called every Aboriginal man Jimmy or Jackie. And so my grandfather's horse riding name was Jimmy Callaghan, and we seem to think that maybe that was the stable owner's name. That's why he rode under that. But he holds records under that name and not his actual name. Yet he had to wait 30 years to be recognised as a citizen in his own country when he was born in 1900.
Well, thank you for acknowledging him on the radio this morning, Yvonne Weldon. It's been delightful to chat.
Thanks so much.
The book is called 67 Days. It's published by Penguin Random House. And, of course, this week is NAIDOC Week.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.